I'm not. Auckland's not. My bosses are not. Why should I sell myself short? Why should you get Hoko home with a bonus check and not me? I'm going to do it so you are forced to ensure those numbers are met. I'm going to put in your new ICP. I'm not going to accept this. You're coming in a week later, 5,000 hours less, and that's because of one man upped his projection $15,000. I don't believe you'll hit. I don't believe you'll hit. I'm leery about this one. Leery about this. I need a game plan from you. I need a game plan for, in fact, I need a game plan from all of you that is going to explicitly show me how you're going to hit those numbers. And those numbers are unacceptable.
Yeah, this is prime time. They're telling me a call.
They're unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. Rebel, you're doing a fine job, pal.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank you for it. If you can go over that, I appreciate it.
Probably will.
I'm having difficulty here trying to get into my manager's head what the requirements are of the job. I just got hit with $15,000 left, actually. More than that. Let's see, 12 and 7, 19,000. If it wasn't for your 15, I'd be sitting at 675.
45, 36. And I'm posting.
So whatever you can do for me, I appreciate.
Okay.
And it's not going to reach your bank.
Problem number two. This projection says we're going to hit 659.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Bob.
And that's based on a 50% promise rate. 659. So, this and this. This is what Fred tells me we're going to hit. Based on historical data. That's definitely not acceptable. Now, I'm going to point out all the problems. Number one, I'm going to state this now to everybody in this room. You're a group manager or a supervisor, I don't care what your position is. If you are not here 5 minutes before your shift starts, tell me now if you can't make it because you're not in the position anymore. Period. Period. You start at 8, you'll be here at 5 to 8, and I'm being easy. If you cannot be here at 5 to 8, tell me now, and I'll find someone else to fill your shoes. If you start at 12, you'll be here at no later than 5 minutes to 12. If you can't do it, nothing personal, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it's going to be. You are in leadership positions. I don't want to hear about your stomach aches, your headaches, or anything else. I got more pain in my body than all 7 you combined right now. And I'm here. At 7:15. If this job is too much, tell me. I know for a fact the prospect boards aren't being monitored. I know for a damn fact they're not. I know for a fact that you people are not running that floor. They are. I know that for a fact. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Everything historically tells me we're going to fall short of our number for forward flow. You guys come in a week later. Last week, I remember, you were all pumped up about them numbers. I don't believe any of you are going to hit them numbers, quite frankly. I don't see any signs of it. None. Zero. Out of production. You're not monitoring the people's queues like you should. You don't sit with them on an hourly basis with every single collector because I ask them. They're not all liars. I listen to the real lead. Here, go through this report. Let me find it here. These are all the long distance calls your collectors are making on your time. I got a whole page of issues to go over. And the first one in this room that tells me they got to go out on that floor to work their floor, I'm going to let you go out there and sit as a collector. Because you haven't done your job all month. I am not having my management staff walk in here late. Ever again. That starts today. Going forward. There's a whole slew of people out there that would like your job, gentlemen, lady. A whole slew of them. Do you have people look at reports? Do you look at historical data? Do you know how to do projections yet? I give my boss a projection, that's it. You know what? I find a way to do it. He asked me when I was going to hit. April 2nd, I gave him a number. And I'm going to live and die by that number because that's what I gave. That's my commitment. We are 43,000 hours down from last month. And you know why? Don't tell me because the paper's getting old. Where would you like me to begin? I can give you all the reasons why. Where do you want me to begin? Pat, you got a lot to say. Where do you want me to begin? Where do you want me to begin, Diaz? Steve? Donna? Joe? Where do you want me to begin? I'll point out the obvious. Your people are not working for you. Maybe in your own mind they are. They're not working for you. They're not working up to 100% of their ability. And they manage you. Period. They come and go as they please. I've said it to them, blue in the face. Where's the consistency in my breaks? Who manages Travis Faber? You don't manage. Jimmy manages you. That kid does 7 cigarette breaks a day. How come I see it? I'm also going to tie in, and he was sitting in that meeting. Your chronos is going to be tied into your bonus structure. Since you can't get people to punch in and out properly, you can't get them to work their shift properly, I'm going to tie that in there too. I'm going to take it one step further and force you to work with these people and get them to work whatever shift they tell you they're going to work. Your whole world is going to change the first drop of new business we get from one of these credit card clients. And I feel sorry for you guys, because you're not going to know what to do. You're having trouble now, and I haven't even changed your own system. I've let you manage your way for 2 months. 2 months. We haven't gotten anywhere. We haven't done any better. Except for that gentleman on the phone. I give him all the credit in the world. I know what you're going to tell me. He's got all the best collectors. Really? He's kicking the hell out of his objective. He's not hitting it. He's killing it. And then if I take Lisa Blade out of the picture and Cher Madonna, you two would have a problem. Do the math. Do the math. Okay, well, you know what, Matt? That's fine and dandy, but he went up 15,000 in his projection. You went down 12.
They won't be able to.
Management to instill a sense of urgency. Not happening. Look for opportunities, not excuses. Absolutely not happening. Follow up with associate production. Resolve the situation before it becomes a problem. Most of the time, that's not happening. Monitor your floor by the hour. That absolutely is not happening. Prospect boards, are they being used? No. No. I picked one up the other day. I promised it's on there for May. Now tell me that John Drew did not explain to you how to use a prospect board. Somebody please tell me that he did not. I'll recant my statement. Did he teach you how to use a prospect board, Steve? Then why do I got promises on your board for the end of May? Who's looking at it besides me? Who? You're not. You look at their promises by the hour? Do you? You do. Then they better match up to that board. Can I see this board now that you brought it in here? Why isn't every one of these just comments? Why hasn't every woman called and followed up? Why? Why? Don't tell me they have, because I'll pull from. I'll sit down right on the computer and pull up every single style chair one and see if they've been followed up.
They're on paycheck.
Every single one. Every single one is paid. Every single one is paid. They've all paid. So let me. Okay. You match your stuff to their promise accountability? Can you talk to these people? This is probably the closest thing to what I'm looking for I've seen in the prospect.
No, they're not there every
time they get a payment. I want to explain all those. And all those. And all those. You got two schedules on this collection floor, and I just found this out today. One of them's gone. I never heard of such a thing in my life. They get a half-hour window to be late? I just found that out. I didn't even know about it. Half-hour window to be late. You're kidding me. He sat in the meeting. He sat in the meeting. I sat in the meeting. So if someone's scheduled for 8 a.m. and they walk in here at 20 after 8, that's okay. Who in the hell came up with that? And you're not aware of it? You're shaking your head really, you don't know what I'm talking about. But we have a flex schedule too. Why do we have both?
Did you have that half hour schedule before the flex schedule?
We have to stay till 5:30 if we can make that.
Okay, starting May 1st, you tell your staff there's no half-hour window for nothing. If they're at, they start at 8, they're here at 8. If they're 30 seconds late, they're late. If they're on a flux schedule, that's one thing. But this bullshit with a half-hour for being late, imagine if I came in half-hour every day late, what would my boss think?
The point is, guys, if the person says, okay, flex schedule, no problem. They give you a schedule in advance for the month that they work 8:30 to 5:30. They're going to work 8:30 to 5:30. Too many times people come in at 8:30. And what time they leave, everybody? They tell you at 5 o'clock almost every single time.
Who manages them?
That's right.
No, that's my question. Who's managing whom? You know, I did your bonuses for this month, for last month. They're pretty nice. I have to say, they're pretty good. You know what? You know what's sad? I should have paid you all double. You just did the right things. If you monitor your floors like you should, if you watch your production measures by the hour like you're supposed to, if you know how to project your numbers, if you know how to manage your people, you guys would be doubling your income. Forgive me for being an asshole to point out the obvious to me, to have you want to make more money. Forgive me. I've yet to see a weekend game plan. I've yet to see an evening game plan from any one person in this room. I've yet to see that happen. That hasn't occurred. I've been saying that for now 7 weeks. I'm not going to tell you, okay? You figure it out. You're the manager.
You're supposed to be here. We have, you know, basic stuff.
See the bottom of this? What does that say?
ICP plan for
group
leaders.
New.
Org chart.
Where do you think I got that one from? That one came from my boss. Now, I can make this either
working well or not. That's going to be up to me. I would rather see you guys make more money. You know what? Not from what I see out on that collection board, ladies and gentlemen. Your people sticking to you every chance that they get. What do I got to do? Just come out and wipe off the whole floor and start over? I don't have a problem with it. I just put an ad in the Buffalo Evening News. Here it is. Wanted. Experienced collectors. Wanted. Collection managers, minimum 5 years experience. Understanding the collection world. I'm running it in Buffalo, Tampa, Houston. The three largest collection centers in the country. I'm having to ask me directly, and it says, mind you, must have a proven track record. I am not going to put my career in the hands of this collection floor as it currently stands. I will not. I will not. Absolutely no way. I never have. I shouldn't say I never have. I have for years. For years. I need my managers to manage. Okay, I need them to implement their brain. Put together some kind of game plan. Not one line, not two lines. You don't know how to do a game plan, fine. Then ask John, ask me, or ask Joe Schmadel. And I'll show you how. I showed Peter today what a game plan looks like that you give a client. There's two of them on my desk. That's a game plan. They need a game plan from you. Now, I shouldn't have to tell you how to manage your staff. So quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, these goals on this piece of paper are absolutely bullshit. Because you're getting paid and the company's losing their ass. And so am I. So am I. I'm not going to sit here and adjust this program so you all get rich and I go poor. Where the company loses money. And that's exactly how it's set up right now. Exactly. You're going to go out there and you're going to make these breaks consistent. 10 to 10:30, that's the law. That's when they get their morning smoke break, or their eat break, or their shit break, or whatever break they get. 10 to 10:30.
It's 10 to 10:15, 10:15, 10:30, that's what you mean.
Okay? Half goes, half stays, the other half goes. Lunches, it's 1 hour. Not half, not 45 minutes, not an hour, 15 minutes, not 3 hours. 1 hour. 1 hour. And their afternoon break? When does the afternoon shift start? 12 to 9? Well, in this floor, it doesn't matter. People start whenever they want. Go home when they want. So I guess it doesn't matter. You just have to work it out. If I walk out there at 11 o'clock, and one of your morning collectors are out there smoking, I'm going to come and find you. I'm not even going to direct a question to him or her. I'm going to come and find you, and you're going to have to explain to me why they're out there. Or if they're in the lunchroom at 11:15, I'm going to ask you why. Or they're eating breakfast at 9:15, I'm going to ask you why. I'm not going to ask them. I'm going to ask you. You guys have a great opportunity. Maybe you don't realize it. Maybe you don't know. Or maybe you just don't care. But the USA is a very big country. There's only 250 million people in this country. And there's a lot of people I could go out there and find that really do give a damn. That's not a threat, people. But you know what? I can't sit here and have you manage this way much longer. In fact, I can't have you do it any longer. Last week, I went through a whole ordeal because you didn't know how to project. Today, you give me a whole different projections. Then I got to sit and listen to my boss's boss, mind you, tell me about how my manager's got to keep editing chronos. We have a system for that. Why do we keep doing it? Because your people can't punch? You don't make them punch? You don't enforce them to punch? Damn it, welcome to the clock. Because I'm going to tell you the next step. They don't punch. They're not getting paid. I don't care. That goes for you, too. That goes for me, too. You don't punch, you're not getting paid.
How do you expect people to go out there and collect you thousands of dollars and they can't even punch their car correctly for their own paycheck? The law requires no breaks. Not 7, not 8, not 10, not 12, not 15 a day. No breaks. No one lunch. That's the law. That's the law. Half my floors are called in sick on a daily basis. Why? They don't care? Because they're at goal? Wait, I'm adjusting their goals too. Well, they're not the only ones. You're not the only ones that are going to get hit with a sore knee. And you know what? A whole lot of them get up and walk out tomorrow. I don't care. At this point, I don't care because since I've been here, I've bent over backwards for people. I got people bonus checks that shouldn't have got one. Because I had threat move numbers. Which put you guys in bonus. And I'm getting screwed for it. Did I go through all of them yet? Let's see. Follow up with associates, production, resolve situations before they become problems. Monitor your floor by the hour. Not by the day, not by the week, not by the month, by the hour. So you can address production issues before it's too late. Prospect boards. Look at them on the hour. Don't have me come in and point out problems. Christ, I'd be embarrassed if I was you. Don't swipe for lunch. They don't swipe for lunch. Your people don't swipe for lunch. I'm going to hold you accountable for it. Because you're responsible for their reaction. Chronos must be enforced. Don't swipe, no pay. Sorry. I'll take it up with HR if they have a problem with it. Rebel?
Yeah.
You can go.
Okay.
Did Peter talk to you at all?
I was just on the phone with him now. In reference to a meeting that you guys had this morning?
Yeah.
He was starting to just give me an overview.
Yes. I'm having some problems.
Okay.
And I'm gonna enlighten you. I'm having some problems. First of all, I don't like to be categorized or described as an unfair person.
Okay.
I'm far from it. Considering the people who are saying these things are usually the ones I've usually backed up and helped.
Uh-huh.
Which should be most of your staff.
Okay.
I don't like being put in an embarrassing situation.
Okay.
I don't like mudslinging. This is what I talk to my group managers here about. Alright? If people in this team cannot conduct them a level accordingly, we just gotta be part of the team. I'm trying to build something here, not destroy it.
Okay.
My management staff has found a way to screw each other over in a very efficient manner. Instead of focusing on what needs to be focused in on. Now, I don't like mudslinging, I don't like name calling, I don't like finger pointing, I don't like any of the above.
Okay.
I run the ship, I'm responsible for it. If you have a problem with one of my collectors here, Mr. Larney, instead of sending nasty emails to people, I would like for you to take it up with that group leader or their supervisor.
Okay, and what are you referring to?
Sharon Madonna.
Okay.
I don't think that was a place to mention it to Mr. Irby, but then you do what you want, and I'll do what I want when I have my meeting with him.
Okay, and what did I mention to Mr. Irby about her?
Not you or whoever brought it up. I'm just saying, okay. There's a time and a place for everything. I'm laying down the law here, my friend, and this is not just you. It's the other six people that are involved up here.
Okay, I sent an email to the group leader of her regarding this. And as a courtesy, I CC'd my supervisor.
Very good. Well, then you did the right thing.
And I tried to contain it because it was something that was brought to me on the floor
How do those collectors out there, or better yet, how do my collectors anywhere know how much people make, or what's going on, or what's taking down, or who gets what, or what?
Well,
I'd like to know how that even happens. Isn't that a breach of confidentiality?
Well, they can see just, I mean, as far as knowing how much someone makes, you can ascertain that from the summaries. Just by looking at the numbers. But, I mean, I don't think there's been any...
Okay, then I need to change the process.
Okay. But
is anybody's business how much anybody in this place makes?
I don't think the house accounts, to be honest with you, should be on the payment sheets that are sent out to all the group leaders, to be honest with you. I think that is an unnecessary risk.
Why?
Well, it seems like it's an open invitation, and it seems that this is the third time that I've addressed this.
Are you running this place?
No, I'm not. I'm running my unit. When they come to me and say, hey, you know, what happened in particular was Frank had an account which was a cease and desist, but it was something he had set up with a payment arrangement so that he was supposed to get credit for that payment. This was already worked out
previously. I'm not giving
previously.
Out one house account to one collector. Mm-hmm. As you well know, as you are intelligent enough to read the system, you know that I already addressed this morning. I was all over that account. I already documented that account was not going to that person. Is that correct, yes or no?
Yeah, is that John?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is that correct, yes or no?
What about the other eight or nine that she was in?
You are not listening. Was that not addressed on one account? Rebel, was it not addressed?
Yes, it was.
It was. So, if anything, you should have called me and said, John, you should have known I addressed it. Frank's furious. Well, he did not lose that account. It was caught.
I know that. I know he did not lose it. I never said that he did lose it. I'm saying that when I looked at it, I made a determination that obviously there was something other than exactly. John, why are you yelling? Obviously, you were very nice to me a little while ago. Now you're yelling because you're in front of Rafi or something?
Mr. Lardy, I'm trying to make a point here to the seven of you and to my two supervisors.
Uh-huh.
If I cannot have you all working together as one unit, then I'm not going to have you. Find your way to transfer out to another department. Whether it's you over there or nine of them over here, I don't care. I am not running a three-ring circus here.
So you're telling me to transfer out of the department then?
I beg your pardon?
You're telling me to transfer out of the department?
If you cannot, I'm not telling you per se, I'm telling all of you. If you guys cannot work together as a unit,
I'll start working on that. I'll start working on that today, then. I'm not going to work in a hostile environment. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mr.
Okay.
Barney.
I'm not going to work like this, Rafi. I'm bringing things to light. I was told to bring
things... I
didn't
bring you on the phone to discuss the personal issues that you have. Mm-hmm. I brought you together with my other group managers to make a point here. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to transfer. I'm not asking you to transfer. I'm making a simple point. I'm not here to babysit any one person. If my management staff, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of you, cannot communicate, cannot work together, find it necessary to keep mudslinging with each other, then I don't want you. It's a poor reflection.
Rafi, Sharon Madonna has done this 3 times.
I'm not discussing
there.
Madonna anymore. I'm discussing
okay.
My management staff, which seems to be my major problem. And the way they conduct themselves. Okay? It's how you all conduct yourselves with each other that's my concern. Okay, let's talk about reality now. Let's talk the truth. I got 9 managers in here that cause more problems than do me justice. Instead of solving issues, putting out fires, we make them worse. We encourage our collectors. We stick a fire, a log up under them to make them get more irate. I don't know where y'all come from. That's not where I come from. We resolve problems before they happen. We communicate to each other so these things don't occur. I've never worked with a staff of people that have gone out of their way to screw their fellow co-manager. As I see it being done here. Now, I've been watching this for 4 months, and I thought I'd give you people the ample opportunity to be mature enough to resolve your own issues. Apparently, that isn't working. Are you in the middle of the floor?
No, I'm at my cubicle now.
Where were you before?
I'm still in my cubicle.
Are there people there?
Just Frank.
Why don't you tell me these things next time? Like I said...
Well, he's not here. He's the closest one to me.
Rebel, I'm going to be very honest with you, and I just like I told all them. This is my... I don't like negative publicity, and I don't like my people airing their dirty old laundry to the public. Whatever issues we have amongst ourselves, we're going to learn to resolve them. And if we're not mature enough from a business standpoint to resolve them, then I have to do something about it. I am not going to run the circus anymore. All day, all I hear is you throwing mud at them, them throwing mud at you, them throwing mud at each other. What the hell, man? You want to talk about an unhealthy environment? I need to come down here to run this nursery school.
What am I throwing mud at? What exactly am I doing in particular?
All these people have shut their mouth here and they're listening. I would hope you would do the same. Okay?
Well, if I'm being accused of something, I'd like to know what exactly it is.
Guilty conscience needs no accuser. I didn't accuse you of anything.
Okay, you said I'm slinging mud. I'd like to know what I'm doing.
You're all guilty. Every single one of you are guilty. Okay?
They're all standing there, all fine. Every other man is just there. They're afraid of me.
Whether it's you doing it on that your end or them doing it on my end. But what y'all fail to understand, it's all my end. I have nothing to gain.
You guys are going to be on your own soon.
By watching you fail or watching them succeed or vice versa. All I ask for is a little cooperation amongst my management staff. That's all. That's not too much to ask for, is it? That people are above board? The more people come to me and tell me about what somebody else is doing, I lose respect for that person that much more. I'm not one who likes to benefit from someone else's lack of experience, lack of knowledge, lack of integrity. Because if I worked that way, everybody in this room would be in trouble right now. I'm going to go hire an auditor, a private auditor that's going to work directly for me, that's going to audit everything that you people do from A to Z. That's my management staff, and that's every collector that works under my realm. Because I've come to the point I don't trust any of you. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Everybody's not guilty here. That's beautiful. Nobody's guilty. It's the other guy. They did it. And then my name gets thrown around. I wish you had half my integrity. Okay, I solve problems. I don't cause them. And since we can't all work together, then I'm going to have to be the guy who resolves the problems. Okay? Since we all cannot survive in the same environment and work together, I'm going to go ahead and resolve it. My way, however that may turn out. That's the way it is. I did not come down here for this. I did not come down here to fail, and I've certainly never been accustomed to managers backstabbing one another. Whatever you're all accustomed to, man, that's too bad. You better change your ways. Whether you're in Palm Beach or whether you're here in Orlando, I really don't care. Because you're all equally guilty. Now, this is not what I was going to discuss with you people. But since he brought it to my attention again, and they're always innocent over there, and you're always innocent on this end, there's no guilty party, right? You guys aren't guilty. They're not guilty. You're all trying to find something wrong with each other to make yourself rise to the top and shine. I don't work that way, man. That's the wrong way to get my attention. Between me and all of you here, I got a little pride in this department. I really do give a damn what people think about it. And I don't like to reflect negatively to the upper management. I like to resolve my own problems. But you people don't give me the opportunity to do so. And then you know what? Then we look bad. Everybody can hear. I don't like to look bad. I don't like my staff to look bad. And the more we complain, the worse it gets. The more people's attention you bring it to, the worse it gets. We're showing our own incompetence. Maybe I just come from a different world, where people are above board and do things right. Solve their own issues. Instead of always pointing out the negative thing, I would like somebody once in this room, on that phone, to point out something positive to me. Instead of coming and telling me how bad somebody else sucked, what they did wrong, how malicious they were, how inconsistent this is. I'm waiting for that moment. It's been 4 months now. Think somebody can do that? I won't take your time anymore, Rebel. I'll have Peter talk to you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yep.